Okay, Joey Pals. Now Steve Canold is going to eat, and we're going to talk to Lalo Tachikin from Lalo Visions. Let me cozy up. Our spiritual advisor. Hi, dear.
Hello, Joey. Nice to see you.
Yeah. How was your dinner?
It was excellent.
What did you have?
I have a wonderful salmon.
Oh, yes.
And a good salad. It's excellent.
And the soup?
Soup, yes. Soup is clam chowder. Yeah. It's excellent, too.
Jackie was our restaurant of the week. She was on a couple hours ago before you guys, and she knew you were coming in. But her clam chowder is famous.
It is very good.
I have news. Good. I have news. The bacon that she serves here at Elmer's Joey Pals is from Missoula, Montana. And they're having a shortage of pigs, hogs, something has happened, and our bacon is in jeopardy. And she's about to bring out a new waffle that has bacon and hash browns and Tillamook cheddar cheese in it, in the waffle batter.
Delicious. Wow.
And then she's going to put two pieces of bacon on top of the waffle, or not.
This is going to be very good.
If
different, but good.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of all the things you eat for breakfast in one thing, in a waffle.
Well, you know, this is a very good food. I have the salmon, excellent.
Yes, very fresh. I just saw one of the servers serving the German pancake. They do 3,000 of those a month.
3,000?
Wow. 3,000 German pancakes a month.
And now with Steve and me, will be more.
Yeah. We'll have that for dessert, you guys. Okay. Lalo, what happens with our spirits and our angels when the world is so confusing and so frustrating? I mean, right now we've gone back into the red zone. We don't know whether to wear a mask, take off a mask. People thought when we got vaccinated wouldn't have to wear a mask anymore. That's not true. What happens to the angels when we suffer so?
Happen to the angel and the spirits. Spirits are and the angels are very upset. When I have readings lately, and there's a lot of confusion with people, and they bring their guardian angels and the spirits, and they're not happy. Many people have dark side of their auras because they are depressed, and so the spirits are upset.
The spirits are sort of hurting for us.
Yes, they are, because the problem and the illness, and it says something to do with, you know, God, then he's not happy with everything that's happening and things getting worse. So sometimes the spirits want to warn us to set your grounds and be positive and fight back to the evil forces. Just a lot of mean spirits right now.
I can believe that, because I remember my Bible school and Sunday school and all my church training, that the devil, he is here, alive and well and living on the earth. But the devil wants things to go well for us, because when things go bad for humans, we turn to God. And that's not what the devil wants. Now, is that your thinking? You know, but think about it, Steve. If I'm scared and worried, I say, please, God, tell me what to do. That's not what the devil wants you to do. He doesn't want you to communicate with God. Is that sensible to you, or is that the gospel according to St. Joey?
But remember this, the gospel says that you have faith, and you believe that it's God with us. And regardless of devil and evil spirits, he will never prevail, because
yes,
God created us, and we have the faith. And personally, I never lose faith on God, because he always showed me all this beautiful light and knowledge and the spirit to help other people. So devil will never prevail.
Prevail. You're right. You're right. I sit corrected. I have that saying in my house, if you don't feel close to God, guess who moved?
Yes, the devil always wins. And it's very close word today. and especially these days, because the devil is busy doing things, and there's so many evil angels then misleading people, misleading government, creating war all over the world. And so the world is in chaos. And I advise people, be strong and have faith in yourselves and families, and be strong and get unity.
The angels that are in heaven, are they really old? I mean, my guardian angel, is my guardian angel just as old as I am? Or has my guardian angel been there forever?
Guardian angel is with us forever. There's no such thing as, you know, they're getting old, because guardian angels is from the beginning to end. And we never, the angels are God's creations.
Yes.
And because they're spirits that will never get old and never be young, they always be angels.
So I just love this. I always try to picture it when you talk to me. And I think about it in my dreams. So the angels, there are some angels who don't have people to take care of. Are there angels on assignment? Are there angels waiting for a person? Or do they have more than one person? Does my guardian angel take care of somebody else who's a natural redhead?
That's a good question, Joy. You know, when we're born, God assigned a guardian angel to each of one of us.
Yes.
And then we create more angels. Later, they come to us, more angels to guide us. You know, like spirits of death. Then they attach to your energies and everybody's energy. So you, according to your faith, and you create more spirits, more angels around us can come to you. If you ask for special angels, they come to you.
Oh. Yeah, I need more.
They do. They come to us. And believe me, there is. You can ask for different kind of help. They will be there for you. And it's one or two or as many
as you need.
As you need.
Let's pick a human being. Do I pray for angels to help me, or do I pray to God? How do you get more angels?
Well, again, God is Almighty, and you pray to God to allow us to bring angels to us.
Okay.
You ask permission to Jesus to, and please help me, allow me to prevail in my faith and to fight the devil. And the spirits are with us. It's just open your minds and you see the difference when you have this faith. And God show us that they are with us. And sometimes you and me, for example, Steve, this is sometimes you meet people not for coincidence, but this is meant to be together.
Yes. Oh, yes. That kind of support's wonderful. I guess if I'm getting a clearer picture of this, God knows what my every need is. The Bible says he knew the hairs on your head before you were born. So God knows when I need more angels, even if I don't.
Yes, Joy. God knows sometimes when you have many problems and you're looking for solutions, and all of us, happen to all of us, you look for solutions, but you always prevail, and something come out of all this, and in the end, you end in like, yes, I have my work, I have my new contracts, I have my
friends.
Home, and you see blessings, but it's because you ask with all your heart, and you need it, and God never forget that we need help. So he always sent help to us.
When you're sitting in that wonderful spiritual room you have up there in Yucca Valley, and Joey Pals, if you go to Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com, you can see that beautiful spiritual place. It's a 20-minute drive from my house if I'm driving. It's 30 if you're driving. And you can get a 90-minute spiritual reading for only $95. Talk about a great gift for somebody. It's just wonderful. Okay, here's my question. When you're meditating all by yourself, do you get the feeling that the world will get over this and it's been this bad before and people thought it was really bad and it wasn't going to get better? Or is this the worst it's ever been? Or do you not have opinion?
No, Joy, every day we is changing and every year is different, and you never, this will pass, and it's passing already, but something, every time comes something new. It never ends. But again, we need to be strong and keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
And keep working to the goals and all in everyday life. Don't lose hope and keep fighting with families and together. Let's get together and prevail. But we'll be okay.
I believe you too. I feel that too. You're right. You just have to keep the faith, stay the course, fight the good fight, all those things you learned when you were little. Lalo Tachikin, 401-801-1810. I'll put it up on the website properly. And you can call and make an appointment. If somebody calls and they get their answering machine, just leave a message.
Yes, leave a message and I will call you as soon as I can.
So you're sitting here smiling. You had a good dinner at Elmer's. You had the salmon. Steve, what did you have? He just took a bite. I did that on purpose. His mouth is full.
I had the most delicious Reuben sandwich. You know, for years I thought Elmer's was just like a pancake house.
Yeah.
But no, my God, they have the best prime rib. I mean, I've never had, and the vegetables, Lalo, on your plate, wow.
I would never take you any place that wasn't good.
Joy, you always surprise us with so many different restaurants and business. You're an incredible person. You're always busy, like a busy bee, you know, looking for always surprises for everybody.
Oh.
You are incredible. You're
oh,
very good.
Right back at the both of you. These are my brothers. We all look alike. Hey, Joey pals.
Overweight.
Oh, yeah, we're all, no, Lalo's not overweight, but you and I. So, come go with us to Hannibal. No, maybe Hamilton. Hannibal. Good heavens.
Not in the phone number.
That and the phone number. I'm... Signs of dementia. I'm having a first couple sips of my wine. That's probably why. So, we're going to go to see Hannibal on the 20th.
Hamilton.
Ham and eggs. On the 26th of December. 3221247. Come with us. 149.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
$600 seat.
Yes. And call Lalo. And what a great gift for yourself. You know something? That's a good note to end this on. Take a moment to take care of yourself during all of this. Especially we gals, we kind of get busy taking care of our families and our children, and everybody's been at home, working from home, and homeschooling and all that. Go up and have a 90-minute spiritual reading with Lalo. It'll change your life, I promise you.
Yep. Everybody who's listened to Joyce Radio, please give an opportunity and come and see me. You'll be surprised how the angels work with you and have something always for you to be advised, and so you can clear your minds and keep your life going and see the light.
See, go to the light, children. Thank you both so much. Thanks to Jackie Downell and Elmer's. Now I'm going to finish my wine and eat my fish and chips.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Joy.